You're into sports, but nothing wrong with a little leisure time. Why not both?
You're going to have a heart attack by the time you're 40 if you don't learn to relax.
It's time for Sports or Leisure on The Zone with Jason Anderson.
All right, we continue right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Jason Anderson with you. Sterling Holmes hanging out with us. Dylan Michaels with us as well. We head up until 2 o'clock. One more hour to go. It is a Sports or Leisure Thursday. 913-3810-810. Load them up first in, first on to play some Sports or Leisure. It's presented by Johnny's Tavern. $25 to Johnny's Tavern on the line. Get a sports question and a leisure question right. You get them. You win the prize. Get either of them wrong, you lose. The question is out there available for someone to call in and request. If you know the answer, you can request that particular question. We give out the right answers when somebody has answered it correctly, or we have simply run out of time to play. Our sports questions today, we've got some NCAA tournament questions, and we have some Royals opening day questions on the docket on the sports side. What about on the leisure side, Sterling?
Sing me a song, You're the Piano Man.
Yes, I am.
Which is finish the lyric. You have to finish the lyric and know it's not just that song. The other category we have is What's That Name? It's the baseball edition. What is this dude's real name? I will give you a nickname. I will give you a alliteration of a name, and you have to figure out what is the dude's actual name.
Okay, that works.
And no one Google this, okay? We're not, no Googles. Come on.
You can.
Ask Jeeves it if you want.
Don't Google it, but ask Jeeves.
That rule has long been.
I was going to say, man, you're going to have to try again with the asking people not to Google it, man.
You can use Ask Jeeves. That's all I ask.
What about Siri?
What about Alexa? Duck, go. I don't know. I'm trying to think of other.
What about Alexa? Can you use that one?
Firefox. Mm-hmm. Is Firefox still around?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it is, probably. Is it? Has it gone? Is it debunked now?
I'm trying to think of the old time. Internet Explorer. You can use Internet Explorer. There you go. That's what you get.
That's what you can use.
Dial up.
All right. 913-3810-810. Those are the categories. That's how you play. I am ready to go. Sterling, you good to go?
Let's go.
All right. Dylan, you ready to go? Oh, no. Damn, I thought we had a good Dylan today. Day after your birthday, man. You know what? Dylan's hungover from all the partying last night for his birthday. You guys stay out till like 1 or 2 o'clock? You guys go to Chili's for your birthday?
No, not as lucky as the Royals.
Little Ruby Tuesday for you?
No, dude. I don't have the same salary as those guys. I can't afford that.
If only there was a veteran in your life that could pick up the tab for you. Yeah.
Dylan does strike me as a club Chili's guy. Like, he goes out to Chili's until it closes. He shuts Chili's down.
Get those baby back ribs, man. Come on. Or you can split the wings and the chicken crispers like MJ Melendez and his group did. I want to know who was at the table with him that split wings and chicken crispers. Like, what do you guys want to eat? I don't know. I don't have money for my own meal here. You guys just want to get, like, a table full of, like, wings and some chicken strips or something? Yeah, sure, I guess. Yeah, let's do it, man. All right, cool. What the hell's up with MJ over there? Like, you don't want a steak or anything? I'm not paying for this. Let's go all out. You know what? Let's get bone-in and boneless. Take that, Michael Walker. You're paying for this. We're getting both kinds of wings.
I will say, when I think of Chili's, I don't typically think of steak. I do think of chicken crispers and wings, so.
Exactly, yes. No, I think of Chili's. I think of baby back ribs. It's the only thing to think of with Chili's.
All right.
If you go to Chili's and you don't get the baby back ribs, did you even go to Chili's?
Are we going
to
sing the song?
No, we're not. Oh. No, we already sang it in the noon hour. So Dylan and I, we did Acapulco. We did acapella. We also did Acapulco. We did a little dance. We did not do that. All right, 913-3810-810. To the phone lines we go, and we bring in Charles to lead us off here on Sports Radio 810 and WHB. Charles, sports or leisure, what side would you like to start with, sir?
Do some leisure. Let's do that nickname.
All right. We'll start locally. What was Satchel Paige's real name?
Wow.
Satchel Paige's real name.
His first name was not Satchel, believe it or not.
I kind of guessed by you having that as a question and what's the real name that the first name wasn't Satchel, but Indiana Jones had a Satchel.
He did. There are some rumors of how the name Satchel came about.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know how the name Nancy came about. For Buck.
Leroy Robert Page.
Nails. Leroy. Please tell me he used Ask Jeeves.
Ask Jeeves. As long as it was Ask Jeeves. You know, Leroy Jenkins. All right. On to the sports side, sir. We got NCAA tournament. We got some Major League Baseball. Royals opening day. That's what we got.
Let's try the NCAA tournament.
NCAA tournament. Okay. Who's the last national championship winner to make the Sweet 16 the following tournament, besides UConn making the Sweet 16 this go-around, the last national championship team to even make the Sweet 16?
That's a good question.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, I'll do what I can. Leroy is not the answer to this one.
Is it Satchel?
It is. Damn it. You got it right. Satchel University, 1925. No. Last national championship winner, the most recent one to reach the Sweet 16 following the national championship winner. What say you?
National title and then Sweet 16.
National title and made it the next year. Yep.
Oh, boy.
The answer is not UConn because, I mean, that's this year, but most recent before this weekend. Most recent before today.
The most recent.
Correct? Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Not Kansas. You know, they lost to Arkansas in the second round. And North Carolina missed the tournament the next year.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw a dart and say Florida.
Florida, not a bad guess. You know, they did win the national title back-to-back. That is incorrect. Charles, thank you for playing, man. I appreciate it, sir. Have a great day. 913-3810-810. That question is out there.
That was a good one, man.
Thank you.
Well, I was going to say Florida. Florida was a great guess.
Oh,
I was Florida. When he said Florida, I thought because they won back-to-back. So I go, oh, that makes
sense. Look, if you don't know and you're just going to throw a dart, hey, you know what? They won back-to-back games, back-to-back championships.
Throw a dart on Joakim Noah. Is it Joakim?
Joakim Noah.
He's the only dude whose name is spelled like that who goes by Joakim. Everyone else is Joakim.
I call him Joakim Soria. I don't care what anybody says. All right. Mama call him Clay. I'm going to call him Clay. All right. We go to Sean next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Sean, sports or leisure, what side do you want to start with?
Let's go with the nickname deal.
All right, nickname deal. We're going with Goose Gossage. Gossage. What was Goose's real first name? And I'll even take the common shorter name he went by.
Goose Gossage.
Reliever, great mustache, Yankees.
Yeah, I remember the guy. I'm a pretty big Yankees fan, so I remember.
Well, then you should know Goose Gossage.
Was it Nick?
Was it Rick? Rick or Richard? Richard, maybe?
I'll give you Richard. Because the shorter one I would go with is not Rick. It's Rich. I believe on his rookie card he was Rich.
Well, if he says Richard, it can be Rich, right?
No, he said Rick. He never went by Rick.
He did
by
say
Rich.
Rich.
He said Richard.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hey, look, Sterling, don't be a Richard.
Look, on his rookie card, it's Rich Gossage. It was not Rick, okay? I'm giving him it because he eventually said Richard.
I thought it was Nick Bradshaw. Wasn't Goose's real name Nick Bradshaw?
If I'm going to give up an easy one that's easily Googleable. Googleable.
I like Googleable.
Then I have to at least give it, you know, some difficulty to this.
We would have accepted Nick as well for Goose from Top Gun. We would have also gone with Nick from with that. So, but getting Richard and not being a Richard, I'm going to go ahead and say that you got that one right. On to the sports side, sir. What do you want to go, college basketball? You want some Royals opening day?
I was trying to think of what might be the answer to that last question, but I don't know if I can get that one. So I'm gonna go with Royals opening day.
Okay, I almost gave out the answer to that one. I was going to say the question. You want that? I almost said the school. Oh, you mean the blah question? all right, so that would have sucked. Would have given out the answer to that one. All right, since 2000, only five pitchers have recorded a win on opening day. Not pitched in a game the Royals won on opening day, but actually got the decision, and it was a W, got the win on opening day. Name two of the five. I originally wrote it down as name three, but it might be a...
You're generous.
Thank you.
You're not being a Richard.
Exactly. And as I look through or here, none of them are named Richard or Goose. Nope.
Two of five. You said how many of
them? There have been five Royals get a win, get the decision and a W on opening day since 2000. Five Rawls. Name a couple. One of them we talked about at, in the first hour as to why this year is the most excited for opening day since I've been since 2016.
Yeah.
Because 2017 had sort of a different feel to it.
Is one a guy who gave money back at one point?
I don't think anybody exists like that.
Is a Royals pitcher who gave money back.
I'm not sure the story, so I cannot tell you.
Confirm nor deny. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Just to be honest with you, I don't know the reference, to be honest with you.
Did the Royals win last year? I don't think they won.
No, they did not. if you're wondering if the Royals won a game last year, in the first month they won seven. They went 7-22. So, no, they did not win. They lost their first couple of games. That's one of them.
I'm hoping they do a lot better than that because I went ahead and did a bet on the over 70.5. So.
Yeah, I got the over as well.
I did give you a hint because the guy I did say who gave money back his final year when he was under contract, he said, I want to earn it. That should be a hint. That guy actually did win on opening day.
Not sure who that was.
It's kind of a nickname, too.
At least it kind of is. Yeah, it could almost be
his name is short for longer. Yeah.
I know. Grinke's been the last two. I think he did one. So I'm going to do Zach Greinke.
Oddly enough, and Zach Greinke never got a W on opening day, so you don't even have to guess again. Zach Greinke never got a W on opening day. Hey, Sean, I appreciate it, man. Thank you so much for playing, brother.
All right, bye.
All right, 913-3810-810. But that's right, yeah, I don't know why I don't remember that story. But great poll.
Thank you.
Great poll, Sterling. Let's go to Avery next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Avery, sports or leisure, what side do you want to start with?
You still got that Gilmash, Brad Keller question out there?
Yeah, we do. Hold on. I'll ask the question. Since 2000, only five pitchers have recorded a win on opening day. Name them.
Brad Keller and Gilmash.
There's two.
I think Volquez and Ventura did it, too.
There's four.
But I don't know the last one. I thought Greinke did it 2 years ago.
Jose Lima?
It was not Lima time, but it was right around the time of Lima time, if you can believe it.
Brian Bannister, are we getting back there?
Was not Double B either.
Anderson?
No, but, you know, it's a great guess. I just love that.
It's pronounced Sanderson.
It was Renelvis Hernandez. Nice job. You'd already got the question right. I just wanted to really put you on the spot to see if you'd name. Because originally I was going to have him name three, but I was feeling it. But Renelvis Hernandez before he ate his way to AAA in 2003. Gilmesh 07. Ace in 2015. Volquez in 16. And Brad Keller in 2019. On to leisure with Sterling, Avery.
We have What's That Name? Baseball Edition. What's This Dude's Real Name? And then we have Finish the Lyric. Sing me a song, You're the Piano Man.
I'll do the nicknames.
I'm sure you will. This apparently is very easy for people.
Give it to Avery.
Yogi Berra. What was Yogi Berra's real name? Again, surprisingly, Yogi was not his real name.
Lawrence?
Wow, yeah, he didn't even look that up. That's off the top of his dome right there.
That's
yes,
don't give it.
It was Lawrence.
Avery. Yeah, Lawrence. He got that from his time in college. So,
well, I live here still. My dad's name is Lawrence.
Was his nickname Yogi?
No.
I feel like you missed an opportunity there.
Maybe I'll start calling him that.
Would you nickname him Larry?
Yeah, he goes by Larry.
See, there you go. I knew it. I knew it. Sometimes Richards go by Rich.
Or Goose, supposedly.
Or Nick. You never know. Avery will put you on hold, get your information. Congratulations, sir. Thank you for playing.
Fantasy baseball team last year.
Yep.
Yogi Berenstein Bears.
I hate it.
Yeah, it's great.
No, it's a terrible
look at
name.
That play on words. This year's Lean Wittit, Rock Wittit.
Okay.
With Bobby Witt Jr., of course.
Yeah. My name back in the day was Alcides Nuts.
So, wow, creative, yeah.
See? Thank you. Yeah. Better than Yogi Bear. All right. I'm pumped about my fantasy team this year. You guys want to talk about fantasy baseball teams?
Mine's strong.
You guys want to, it's guys strong. Want to discuss fantasy
yeah.
baseball teams?
Yeah.
We can do that. T-Box next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. A little sports or leisure here on this Thursday edition. T-Box, sports or leisure, what side do you want to start with, man?
I'll try the nickname game.
All right. T-Box, B.J. Upton. B.J. Upton, what is his name short for? And I will accept two different answers here.
What you're asking what B.J. stands for? It's a relic
what's
of the past.
What's it stand for, Jason?
It's a relic of the past is what it stands for.
I'll just
for those that are going to Chili's on a big night out, that's a relic of the past.
I learned a lot about Jason just now, and I'm...
You asked BJ, what does BJ stand for there, T-Box?
T-Box, what's the BJ stand for?
I know what BJ stands for, but...
What is it then? No, the player.
The player. T-Box, come on. What's T-Box short for?
You're making it too hard on me. I'll just get out of the dark. I have no idea. How about Brian Jason?
It is not Brian Jason.
Thank you for playing. Sorry that Sterling made it hard on you.
I made it hard with BJ?
You went ahead and just go ahead and put it after Sterling. That was sort of the T-Box said it. He's the one that said that. I don't know. I'm just repeating what he said.
I thought BJ Upton was easy.
Greg, sports or leisure, what side do you want to start with, Greg?
It's opening day. How can I not start?
Thank you.
With that.
Opening day. Thank you. You know what? Let's go with this one. One of the best opening days in Royals history was in 2004 when they hit two home runs in the ninth inning to cap off the Royals' six-run ninth to come back and beat the White Sox. Do you know the two players that hit a home run in the ninth inning to win that game?
And, I remember one is Beltran.
Yep, Beltran.
He finished it.
Yep, Beltran. And oddly enough, I remember the other one because it's more of an obscure name. Beltran's the big one, but there were two players that hit a home run.
Obscure name.
Yeah.
Wow.
How long did he play for the Royals?
Let me look it up. Let me tell you.
Obscure,
check it out.
Obscure as in like a 1 or 2 year guy, or obscure as in like you don't remember him super well because he wasn't one of the bigger names?
He played 81 games with the Royals.
Wow.
Oh, and then he came back. How about that? Started with the Royals, and then after journeying around for about 4 or 5 years, he came back with the Royals and ended up playing another 70 games. So he ended up playing 151 total games with the Royals over 4 years. And this was his second go-around with the Royals.
Oh.
So how about that?
You're not helping me at all.
He's a little like a Paulo Orlando type player, you know? Like if you were to say, like, hey, this guy is Paulo Orlando, but this obviously is not his name. He's Dominican.
Huh. Mm. When did they hit him? In the late innings?
Oh, yeah, he hit it in the ninth. Yep.
Well, I know Beltran was.
Yep.
Is it Lopez?
It is.
No.
What?
You're kidding me.
No, it is Lopez.
Oh, I love it.
Yes. Do you remember the first name by any chance?
Javi?
No, but that's fine.
We called him Lopez always.
Yeah, but last names count. Last name's got, even if yeah. you threw a dart as a last name, it counts.
I can't even remember.
His name is Mendy Lopez.
Mendy
Lopez. By the way, that's not a reaction of somebody that Googled it.
No, that is not.
No, that is not a reaction.
That's all natural, baby.
Somebody that Googles it is like, is it Lopez? Yeah. Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, it's Lopez.
Or not, am I not a really
the,
good actor?
What? What?
The childlike wonder, excitement
yes.
voice, that was
Mendy Lopez.
Good for you.
And hey, Carlos Beltran.
I may be a really good actor.
You know what? That's fine. Either way, you'll be heading over to leisure with Sterling.
He said 81 games, and I go, that's way too many games that Juan Gonzalez played. Juan Gonzalez did not play 81 games. He was too injured.
That was awful. Yeah, that was a rough signing. So exciting. Yeah. So much excitement.
Him and Benito Santiago, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Benito Santiago and Juan Gonzalez. Who'd have thought mid to late 30-year-old guys would not perform?
Harmon Killebrew was great as a Royal, too. Hall of Famer.
Absolutely. Yeah. Why not? That's only one side, right?
Yes.
Yes,
leisure
on the
side.
Leisure with Sterling.
Leisure.
I'm kind of a musician, so let's go for the song.
Oh, let's go.
You and Sterling, kindred spirits there.
Okay. All right. Do you want classic rock? Do you want country? Or do you want a TV show theme song?
Oh, because I love all those musics, but probably the TV shows the least, but the most memorable. Go for that.
Okay.
Oh, wow. All right. Okay. And this was also one there's some disconnect on, some disagreement on, so I'll accept two different ones for finish the lyric.
Wow. Okay.
Temporary layoffs. Good times. Easy credit ripoffs. Good times. Blank and blank. Good times.
Oh, I mean, I know the show, Good Times, but you're not singing it, so I can't get it. Can you sing it for me?
I can't. This is the thing where I want the person to sing it. I'm a drummer, not a singer, baby.
Say it again. One more time. Maybe I'll just hit on it.
Temporary layoffs. Good times. Easy credit ripoffs. Good times. Blank and blank, good times. And no, it's not scratching and surviving.
Itching and living.
I love it. That's not right.
You're trying to give it to me.
That's not right. Is that right, sir?
It's not. That is an earlier verse.
Yeah.
Oh.
Thank you.
Dang.
Greg, thank you for playing, man. I appreciate it, brother. Nice job on the Mindy Lopez pull as well.
You get Mindy Lopez, and then you get a Good Times theme song, and it's...
So temporary layoffs, Good Times. Easy credit
rip-offs,
Good Times. Blanking and blanking. Good times.
Yes.
Okay.
And the reason why I said I will accept both is one that was actually written when it was, you know, you have the song credits and the lyrics on the title.
Yeah.
One says one thing, and then the producers eventually said, no, it's actually supposed to be this.
Oh, wow.
And so that's why there's always a disconnect.
Yeah.
So.
Like when we were playing a John Sherman clip, and Sam McDowell asked a follow-up of, do you think you're still going to get the $1 billion in private investment? For the entertainment district, and John Sherman replied and said, would you? Except for what he actually says is, we do. But when he first responded, is, do you think you're going to get the, would you?
That's why I like.
Do we both?
Kind of like. Wasn't paying attention,
you know,
and then all of a sudden.
Play that, by the way. That is clip number 4, and you might have to search for the follow-up from Sam McDowell and play the Sam McDowell question, and then we'll go to break after that, and then we'll get back into playing some Sports or Leisure. But I'm telling you, he's like, will you still get the would you? Or we do. It's one of those, excuse me, as I kiss the sky or this guy. Which one is it, Sterling, huh? Excuse me while I kiss this guy. Right?
Was that what you and Dylan were doing in the noon
singing.
Hour?
We were singing.
Oh, singing.
That's right.
Yeah.
But Sam McDowell, I really thought he said, would you? But here's the Sam McDowell question, and you tell me what your mind hears.
You still anticipate $1 billion private investment in that area?
Would you? We think there'll be $1 billion investment.
Would you?
Do you still anticipate $1 billion investment? Would you?
You still anticipate $1 billion private investment in that area?
Would you?
Wow.
But he does say we do, but it sounds like, would you? Would you anticipate that? Are you kidding me? Look how much of a cluster this is. Would you expect that? Bleep no, man. The whole thing's falling apart.
Our pets' heads
are falling off. Cats and dogs living together. The worst parts of the Bible. We're playing Sports or Leisure. It's $25 to Johnny's Tavern on the line. We'll get back into the phone calls. 913-3-810-810. More Zone right after this.
Head above water.
Way to the good.
Good times. Good times.
Hey, Greg, listen.
You were right, Greg. It was me.
Good times.
That was the line I was looking for.
Well, you were wrong.
And I was wrong. So, Greg, if you call back now or next time, we got you, because this is on me. I was looking for hanging in, and whether it's jiving or in a chow line.
Either way, you were wrong. Greg was right. So next time Greg calls in, he's an automatic winner.
And I'm man enough to admit my mistakes.
Oh, about time. Yeah,
yeah,
thank you.
Because
if you weren't, everybody else would just let you know that it was
a mistake. Oh, I'm getting ripped on Twitter right now. I'm getting blasted by Dylan's dad's just roasting me right
good.
Now.
Good.
He even screenshotted the lyrics. About time he
turned his attention
lyrics.
From Dylan to you. So I have no idea. I was thinking about my relationship with my father. You're right.
I have yet again learned a lot about Jason in this 36 minutes.
You're mad at your dad, not at me. You're right, I hate my mother. You don't know that movie, by the way.
Are we sure it's a movie?
It's from Big Daddy.
And now you're saying this, Jason.
It's when the guy was rollerblading down the, and they threw something at him, and the guy was mad. So he said, "You're mad at your dad, not at me." You're right, I hate my father.
Is the movie in here with you right now?
Let's talk more about this movie. Can you talk more about the rollerblader that you have now, you know, do you picture yourself as said rollerblader?
How does it make you feel?
Makes me feel like going back to the phone lines. 913-3810-810. Let's go to the phone lines. And this says Avery's on line three. Is Avery still on line three? No? Okay, just making sure, because I don't know if there was another. Is that another Avery? Is that a different Avery? Let's find out.
No, it's the same Avery. You never got my information.
He's been on the hold for 20 minutes. All right, Avery, Sports or Leisure, sing the entire Good Times theme song. Good Times! We'll put you on hold again, Avery.
That's on me.
Now, here's the thing. Well, if only Greg were still on hold, that would have been
Greg,
better.
Greg, I'm sorry, Greg.
If only Greg were still on hold. Let's go to Jay next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Jay, Sports or Leisure, what side do you want to start with?
We'll do Leisure.
Ooh, sing me a song in the piano, man. Finish the lyric. Or we have What's the Name? Baseball edition, what's this dude's real name?
Sing me a song.
Oh, man. We took away the Good Times because that's on me.
That's typically what happens when Sterling joins us. Boom! Sorry, go ahead, Sterling. Sorry about that. That was unnecessary.
Want country, classic rock, or 90s?
I better do classic rock.
All right. Got classic rock right here. We'll do Inner Sandman, Metallica right here. Something's wrong. Shut the light. Heavy thoughts tonight. And they aren't of Snow White. I'm not going to do the vibrato that
come on,
brings.
Man.
I'm not going to.
What's the point, Sterling?
The caller can do this. Dreams of war, dreams of liars.
Dreams of drag hair, fuck.
That was the lyric.
Oh, my bad. Well, that's your fault for not doing. Hey, what's the answer, Jay?
Dreams of dragon fire.
See, he knew it.
Gosh, Jason.
Yeah, I got excited. Sorry
about
that, Sarah.
How long? You think I was going to sing the entire song and just stop?
It felt like you were. You were going on for a while, Sterling. Okay,
it's 14 words, Jason.
It was so long it became repetitive, Sterling. Okay, I feel like there needed to be some sort of finality to it, so I stepped in.
The only word that was repetitive was the word of.
Yeah, I know. But hey, Jay got it right onto the sports side, and you know what?
Thanks, man.
And he sang it too.
Hey, I'll try.
See? There you go. On to the sports side, Jay. We got Royals opening day, and we have some college basketball. What are you thinking?
Man, I better go college basketball.
All right.
Even though I got my Royals jersey on and everything, I better go college basketball.
Now, you're good. We got a question out there already, and the question was, who's the last national championship winner to make a Sweet 16 the following tournament? That's out there. Florida was guessed, and that was wrong. It's since Florida. And then we also have some fresh questions as well.
Let me go, Fred.
All right. This is sort of along the same lines as that one, but it's different. North Carolina won the national championship. They were this is last year, preseason number one, North Carolina. Name either of the previous two teams to miss the NCAA tournament the year after actually winning the national championship. So either of the previous, the most recent two teams to win, that's UNC, to win a national championship and then miss the tournament. Well, North Carolina didn't even win the national title. They lost to KU and they didn't make the tournament. So either of the last two teams.
They just choked.
Either of the last two teams?
Either of them. And they were very close to each other, by the way, in the not too long ago. Since Florida, I'll tell you that
okay.
much. This one since Florida as well. But either of them.
Man, how about Virginia?
Virginia, not a bad guess, but it was not Virginia. It would have been nice to be Virginia, probably.
Darn it.
You know what? Was it Virginia? Because did they win 2019 and then they didn't make the tournament in 2020 because there wasn't one? But that does not count. Jay, thank you for playing,
almost.
Man. I appreciate it, brother. You were right, though, that Virginia, after winning the national title, did not make the tournament the next year.
Technicality.
Technicality. Purdue trying to become the second team ever to lose in the first round to a 16 seed and then win a national championship the next year.
It's wild that there's actually a team that had done it before.
Yeah.
Imagine having that sort of ineptitude the year prior and say, well, we can do something that no one's ever seen.
Lost to a 16 seed, then won a national title. Lost to a 16 seed, and they look like a freight train right now.
It hasn't happened in like 6 years. It's been
exactly.
a long time.
It's been such a long time. Let's go to Chuck next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Chuck, Sports Radio 810, Sports or Leisure, $25 to Johnny's Tavern. What side do you want to start with?
Let's do Leisure.
All right.
Let's go, baby. What's that name? Baseball edition. What is this dude's real name? Or sing me a song at the piano man, which is finish the lyric.
Let's go with what's that name, because I don't want to hear me sing today.
Damn it.
Okay.
I wanted to hear
so
you, Chuck.
We have BJ Upton out there on the board, or do you want a fresh one?
Yeah, there's a BJ Upton available or a fresh one. So
let's go with Felatio Upton, if I could.
Jesus. That's not his real name.
Oh,
all right.
Sorry.
What is BJ Upton's real name? Again, I will actually take two answers for this
one. It's your
one.
Fault, Sterling.
It's Melvin, right?
It is Melvin.
Yeah, we would have also taken Boss Man Jr.
Yeah, BJ stands for Boss Man Jr., but his real name is Melvin.
Melvin! all right, on to the is it sports side now? Did he already get sports? I have no idea. I've lost track.
Sports side.
All right, we got college basketball, the Royals opening day. What are you thinking, Chuck?
Let's go with the Royals opening day in honor of opening day.
That makes sense.
You're saying BJ and Melvin don't make sense?
No, but this is in honor of opening day, is what he's saying. Three players in Royals history have double-digit opening day starts at one position. Who are they?
Well, George Brett at third base.
Yep, 12 times.
Frank White at second.
15 times. And one more. Started.
I'm going to go with, it's not Willie Wilson by gut, but I don't.
I'll tell you, it's not Willie Wilson, but close, same position essentially, or outfield.
No.
But
so 10 starts at the same position,
at least 10. Okay. Yeah, this guy's got 11 starts at the same position. Opening
not distance. Gordon. He didn't play that long in the outfield.
No, it's it is not.
Not Matt Stairs either.
That is true. It is also not Matt Stairs.
Or Aaron Guy.
Not Mindy Lopez either.
Yeah. It is also not Mindy Lopez. That is correct.
Joey Gathright feels close.
Yes.
Nori Aoki.
Yeah, no, not Nori Aoki. It is an outfielder, not necessarily.
70s outfielder is kind of leaning that way. Nope. So I'm not going to say Amos Otis for sure.
No, I was going to say both. I was going to say around that era. So who are you going to say?
I was going to say Amos Otis.
Go ahead. Just say that one. Amos Otis is correct. Nice job. A.O. did it 11 times in center field. So Amos Otis, 11. George Brett, 12. Frank White, 15. Salvi today, 8. So need a couple more for Salvi to enter that group.
David DeJesus, how many was he at? 7?
You mean DeJesus.
That's good.
You can't say DeJesus without DeJesus. That's right. Chuck, we'll put you on hold. Congratulations, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Well done. Absolutely.
You need to talk like that all the time.
Yeah, but if I do that all the time, then people would just get used to it. So you don't want to do that, you know. Did you hear my home run call with apparently Oak Street going to be open now with the renderings?
Is that a broken car? Another broken windshield for Krieger Glass?
No, it's there's a drive by Vinny Pasquantino, short right field and gone off the glass of the hotel. Exit velocity of 71 miles an hour. Distance 225. I don't know how Oak Street is going to open up.
How many hours have you spent on that impersonation?
Actually, it came natural to me, honestly. I didn't really have to practice it. I just started.
He's a natural.
Trying.
He's a natural.
To do it, yeah.
They made a movie about you, The Natural.
Nicknamed Hobbs. Wonder Boy. Let's go to Andrew next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Andrew, sports or leisure, what side do you want to start with?
I'll start with the leisure.
All right, what do you want? What's that name? What's the dude's real name? Or sing me a song, you're the piano man, which is finish the lyric.
Let's finish the lyrics.
All righty. Do you want country, 90s or classic rock?
Country.
All right. Well, I guess I was wrong. I just don't belong. But then I've been there before. Everything's all right. I'll just say goodnight and I'll
show myself to the door.
There you go.
Oh, that was for him. Oh, darn it.
Jason is just wanting to sing along at every single moment. Do you think I was going to not do the part? Like, when do you think I'm...
I didn't know when you were going to stop. I was singing along with you. I didn't know when it was going to be over for you, when you were going to get actually... as I was going to sing with you, because you're the piano man, and then hand it over to Andrew. Andrew, sports side, we've got Royals opening day, and we have college basketball.
Let's go Royals.
Royals opening day. All right. This is in honor of them playing the Twins today. It might be a little bit tougher. I don't know. How old are you, Andrew?
35.
Okay, so you should be, maybe. Who knows? Two players have started at least back-to-back opening days for both the Twins and the Royals. Name either. Two players have started back-to-back opening days for either for both.
Wait, so you mean start like pitcher?
Start as in the field.
Oh, okay.
Sorry about that. Starting opening day for, and I'll tell you, both of them started on the left side of the infield for the Twins and the Royals. Either of them.
I don't know. Alex Gordon.
Alex Gordon is incorrect. Andrew, thank you for playing, man. I appreciate it. We will, should we take a timeout, come back, and then give the answers out? All right, we'll take a timeout. We'll come back. Sports or Leisure presented by Johnny's Tavern. Wrapping up the show coming up next. All right, wrapping things up here on this Thursday edition of the show. Thank you to Johnny's Tavern. $25 we give away to Johnny's Tavern with Sports or Leisure. The answer to who the last national championship winner to make the Sweet 16 the following tournament was Doak. Doak is Doak. They're on TV more than Leave It to Beaver reruns. 2016 to 2015-2016. The teams to win a national championship and not make the tournament the next year. The most recent, UConn, 2014 national title, missed in 15. Kentucky, 2012, missed in 13. And the two players that have started at least back-to-back opening days for both the Twins and the Royals, Greg Gagne, Gary Gaetti. Starting together, by the way, with the Twins, shortstop and third base. Starting together with the Royals, same back-to-back at shortstop and third base. Do we have any questions that we're not getting answers to in Leisure?
No, everyone got mine because apparently mine are child's play.
And I didn't help anybody along the way either.
No, you
with
didn't.
Some of those
you
questions.
Didn't finish the lyric yourself. No, you did a great job.
We even had somebody get one right that we told him was you told him was wrong. So we had that.
That's
too.
On me, Greg. That's on me, Greg.
You know what? I'm going to be honest with Sterling. It is on him. It is absolutely his fault. Thank you to Johnny Seven. Thank you, Sterling. Appreciate it. The program comes up next in college basketball tonight.